Conditions which reduce pavement friction in work zones, which can cause skidding and loss of control, are of particular concern to motorcyclists and bicyclists. Common examples are loose gravel, sand, or soil. Loose gravel, sand, or soil can remain in the vehicle travel path after a chip or sand seal project if the roadway is not swept properly. Spills of these materials from haul trucks or as a result of sandblasting operations into travel paths can also occur. Material washed from the roadside onto the pavement after a heavy rain is another contributor. Loose gravel, sand, or soil can contribute to a loss of motorcycle and bicycle control. Liquids on the pavement surface. Some work zone operations, if not properly controlled, such as misting newly placed concrete or spraying in front of brooms for dust control, can cause water overspray to land on travel lanes. This water can contribute to loss of control for motorcyclists and bicyclists and needs to be mitigated. Additionally, locations next to temporary barriers that do not drain adequately and leave puddles in the travel path after a rain shower can be problematic for these riders. Therefore, these areas should be checked frequently and proper drainage should be maintained at all times. Blackout tape within the travel path. Blackout tape is commonly used to cover old or conflicting markings within work zones. As the travel patterns change to accommodate the work environment, this blackout tape will commonly be applied so that it is crossing or running longitudinally in the travel path. With time and wear, the surface friction of the blackout tape can be reduced to a point where it becomes a hazard for motorcyclists and bicyclists traveling across this surface. Therefore, blackout tape should be periodically checked and replaced when necessary to prevent this hazard. Large pavement markings. Lane pavement markings such as arrows, text, and route shields are being used more extensively on high-volume roads to better guide motorists regarding appropriate lane choices for upcoming exits during major interchange reconstruction. Unfortunately, in wet weather, these materials can also be quite slippery for motorcycle riders. Problems occur when these markings are placed within horizontal curves, start or stop points, or other locations where riders are leaning and placing increased friction forces between tires and pavement. Steel plates are commonly used temporarily to cover excavations or large holes in the pavement and allow traffic to use the lane when work activities are not occurring. These plates can become very slippery in wet or icy weather and can be a significant hazard to both motorcyclists and bicyclists.